there's three streets. There's one in front of us and there's one beside that one, but it's blocked off by a fence, so we can't go
over
there. And I think she went on that side.
Oops. Hello, Audio Boober. This is Ben, waiting for Grandma. Is that where she thought we... You think that's where she thought we would go?
I'm pretty sure I just saw her, but I don't know if we can.
Do what?
We can go over there, but I don't know if that was her or not.
Did she wave or anything?
No. I don't think she saw us.
It's a very nice day here in Salt Lake. Definitely cooler than back home. Not bad. 10:40 daylight bird out time. Hmm. 9:30 standard. English sparrows love airports. What's up? She didn't mean that other one?
Huh?
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, but like when people say cross the first street and don't you know, I take it literally.
Same here.
Didn't say.
I told you. You know me. Now you know exactly what I mean now.
It's like you didn't say cross two streets. You said one.
I may have misheard her, but I don't remember her saying two.
We're just gonna go, and if we get hit, old lady.
We're gonna go. I'm going. I looked. You didn't look. That's your fault. You yelled at me. What the bird? Sorry about that. Wide open.
What?
I asked you to happen. Let's go, thingy.
Sorry. Careful, there's a suitcase right there. Can't even bend.
What do you mean?
They're just complications.
Hello. Oh.
Let me take this and I'll put it in the back.
Okay.
Oops, get over this one. Here we go.
It's not right that here. Even that
the
heavy.
The
Ah.
Okay, you want front or back?
Elizabeth, you want the front? Okay, I'll take the back then. Oh, one of those.
yes, one of those. It's step it down and step way up. And there's right over your head.
She did it.
Here's your heart. Pound me up. Okay, y'all are in? Right behind you is your belt. Okay, I don't know if we can get back much. Is that going to be all right, Ben, or is that too close?
No, that's totally fine.
Right. Oh,
sweetie.
Oh, mother. So tan.
You are.
So tan.
Bird.
I knew I saw her.
Yeah.
Her hair to be so blonde.
Really?
Grandma, did you dye your hair?
No, I bleached it.
Okay. I have yellow highlights in mine now.
Oh, okay.
Get right here from the sun.
Don't forget to put your belty on or my car will start yelling at you.
Why'd you wear your belt?
Apparently, God was being nice to Elizabeth this morning.
Why,
I wasn't supposed to get on the plane.
Apparently, my mom said she wasn't supposed to get on the plane. After the day she had and all this crap before this, she's a star, I gotta tell you.
I'm so glad.
She is a star, because believe me.
So, I'll turn on the air conditioner, Ben, as soon as I can get going.
Nah, this isn't even bad.
It's bad for me, it's hot. I'm burning up.
Oh, burn out.
You poor child.
Burn out.
It's only 76. How can it be hot?
Pretty much.
I know you were on a cold airplane, right?
Yeah, it's only 76 and it's 9:30 in the morning, technically.
Well, yeah, but here it's
oh, we both have
quarter
watches.
To 10.
We both have watches.
Yeah, everybody has a watch.
What's yours set on, Elizabeth, time zone wise?
Grandma's, I changed it.
Ah.
That's the best way to do it.
And
yes.
If you do that before you get on the airplane, it'll you'll lose some of the time zone issues. Because your body will be, you'll check the time, and it'll be local time.
Yeah.
It'll be less likely to make issues with your body clock. I saw the other side of 4:30 today, Grandma.
You did?
Yes.
We had a young man when we were living in Texas, and he was going on a mission. And one of the things I told him, I said, you'll discover that 5 o'clock is the time to wake up, not the time to go to bed. I said, you're right.
No, the way you say it is, God works at night, too.
I know he does. But when you're a missionary, you're up and out of running.
Doing and doing and doing. You forget what it's like to just say.
I can go back to sleep.
Yes.
Oh, it was so busy. And they just put the pickup on the phone. On the board. You were en route, and I knew you were already landed, but it kept saying en route. Getting air back there, Ben?
Yep.
Alrighty. Yay! It's not so hard traveling by yourself, is it?
No.
I told her. She kept saying, I want to try to do it with him. I'm like, no. You luck out like nobody's business. I never get to do that. I hardly ever get to do that alone. With a bunch of bodies, makes what you just did, Elizabeth, even harder. Because now it's not one body, it's 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
I'm proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
I am too.
All right, I've called Brett. He hasn't returned the call, so I don't know whether he's here or he's not, so we're not going to worry about him. But would you all like to do anything between now and when we get home?
Is anybody hungry?
Are you starving?
No, just asking them. Are you hungry?
No. We'll wait till lunchtime-ish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for the inversion. We've had storms, but evidently not enough to clear it out.
Inversion? What do you mean?
That means it's smoggy because we are surrounded by mountains. So if the wind doesn't blow just right, kind of like in Los Angeles, California.
Or Phoenix.
You get smog, so you can't see for miles and miles and miles.
Oh, yeah, they were talking about an inversion.
Uh-huh.
Like a winter.
Yeah, in the winter it's worse. We had all the music of a storm last night. The lightning and the thunder. Not much coming down from the sky. At least there in Aurora.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Pretty much the snow is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Drive up places. So I can go and y'all have
I was just coming up to help you out.
Oh, I am bruised big time.
Did you get in the fight?
No. I take 2 blood thinners because of my stents.
Mm-hmm.
And I bruise exceptionally easily. Do not look hard at me or I'll get bruised.
Great.
Be kind with your eyes. tell me how in the flying world you can get a bruise on your calves.
Uh-huh. I don't even know where mine came from. Like, I was taking a shower and I was like, what?
I know. How did you get there?
Like I said, I'm more up here for you. I'm more up here to, if you need help, you know, lifting stuff or moving stuff or just, you know.
All right. Just give someone a call. I'm here.
Hmm? I don't really have an agenda up here than really to
I didn't know,
help
so
you out.
You know,
planning is overrated as ever. It really is.
Well, I learned early on that if I make a list of the things I'm going to get done, nothing on that list got done.
The more you say, the more gets done. You go trying to do it, not a darn thing happens.
So, yeah.
It's called words.
And
they work a lot better.
You know, where are you going to be in 5 years? Alive, but where? I don't know. So, if without plan, you'll never have been around this meeting. Who'd have thunk, as I say? I'd be here in Utah. I mean, that was never in my bucket list or
I was telling Elizabeth about how I scared the crap out of my family back in 94 when I got real sick. Remember that?
Yeah.
You were there, and I heard your voice, and I was so out of it that I... Ben, where are you right now? Sacramento? Because you lived in Sacramento for years. Easy 10. So for me, you know, I mean, I'm not out of it. I know. That's my bird out. I hardly ever just get the sniffles or get something easy. When I get sick, I'm like, kaboom.
Stuffed animals.
laughing with you, I hope you appreciate
Well, that. You know what's really funny about that, Grandma?
What's that?
One time I went to SeaWorld twice in 2 months. The one good thing though was on when I went with my band, with our school's band.
Yeah.
Was one of the dads, band dads, got a stuffed whale. Uh-huh. And we went to the Shamu show.
Yeah.
Which, for you guys is splendid.
Yeah.
Because of what she does, what the tricks she does and whatever. But for me it's like, okay, yeah, and not that time. It was amazing. Because he would say, okay, the trainer's up on here, and he would take the stuffed whale and explain where he had, or she was, where he was,
Yeah. I think it's interesting the fact that all of the whales that perform basically are called Shamu.
Yeah.
I
remember that out in Texas.
Well, did we ever tell you, Elizabeth, about Buddy and me going to SeaWorld with Aunt Kyla and Randy?
No.
Was it Randy?
Yeah. At that time it was Randy.
Yeah, it was Randy. Back when they were together. The lady at the dolphin place let me go down because I was blind and couldn't see the dolphins.
Yeah.
And Buddy pitched a fit. I want to go. I want to go. And Lady's like, dude, you can come down. Come on down. Here. I'll get you some boo here.
Excuse me a minute, but see that big part of the mountain that's all brown?
Yes.
That is the girls' here. Anyway, at one time, maybe it still is the largest open pit top of mine.
Oh, wow.
It's like 6-7 miles across the bottom. And they have had a mudslide,
Isn't that kind of a no-duh, though? I mean, if you're going to open pit, if you're going to just...
Well, yeah, but I mean, what they do is they dig down and then they build the road around and around and around and around. So they have these huge, humongous, gigantic, enormous trucks that carry the
ore.
Well, you've got a lot of hair. You can shed.
Yeah. My dad said if someone followed me long enough, they'd have a nice wig.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad. Well, I left my dad so you can see how long it is.
Yeah, yours is longer than mine.
I haven't had a cut.
So, Grandma, what's your natural hair color?
Yeah.
I'll tell you how I knew you guys made the airplane. I got a call from the unknown, which is your mom.
Yeah, yeah.
No, from Nancy.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Okay. And that's why I called in. Power holding the bird or something you said. I thought it was a silly answering thing.
We're sitting in the belly of the bird.
Did you make it on? Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's not actually cheap.
And then Carrie calls as I'm on my way. Well, I got distracted going back to the car.
When you called us, Grandma, we were like just sitting down in the plane. We didn't mean to stress you out.
No, it's okay. It works out fine. And I got the things done this morning that I needed to for the 30 minutes I was at work. It's a mission call, and I work in the employment center. So that's all it is. And they refer to it as the director of first impressions, which to me is a glorified way or expressive way of saying front desk.
Yeah.
I'm the one that they see first and I take care of how they what they want.
I've done front desk before. Yeah, I've done front. I love doing the front desk.
Yeah, it's neat.
I especially like to answer on the phones. Not the bird.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that since I hope to have less to do the first part of November, that maybe I can come down to the city in November.
That'd be nice.
So, before Thanksgiving, so we want to have Thanksgiving travel now.
Let us know. Yeah. You were born in Vegas?
Yeah, I was born in Las Vegas. I guess what goes on in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
We hope not. They brought you home. That would have been awful. They left you there.
And I'm just...
I know.
It's just a rule. We can't...
I know. But you were living in Beatty at the time, yeah.
Yep.
So
she had to go down to Vegas.
I'm the same forward or backward.
I thought you were 70. Oh, 77. Down in Provo.
That's what's it happened, yeah. The Salt Lake Real.
Real Salt Lake, yeah.
AL.
Real.
Three of their players were they had to roll up.
Yeah.
Three of their players went and played for the countries that they represent.
Cool. I thought you went to bed right about when I did. You burnt out. Better you than me. You would have been the one that people were yelling at for being a zombie. I told her. She better cherish these times of being able to pull all-nighters like that. I am at the point where I am bad. I mean, it's 5, 6, 7 the next morning, and I'm already done. I'm like dead weight. It's no good. It's burnt out. It's burnt out. So, yeah.
It's okay. If you miss it, I believe you.
You what? That was a sweet aquarium.
Where they had the,
what Aren't they pretty tiny? What?
But you can see how huge it is.
Yeah.
So. Actually, you can see it from the air. You know, so it's kind of neat because he, and there's a man who works with him, and he comes in and he's packing, and it's obvious that he has a gun. It's not a concealed weapon.
Alfredo.
Yes, Alfredo.
I had a create your own pasta dish with cavatappi pasta and like a spicy, it's called Diablo sauce on it.
Ah. And he had mousse cake and I had black tie mousse cake.
I had a chocolate mousse cake and she had the black tie, all mousse cake. I recommended it to her.
Did your mom make it or was she still?
Huh? Olive Garden did.
No, oh. Did she make it to eat with you guys?
No. She went. She had to go down anyway because she had meetings today.
Okay.
So the even though.
Square buildings over there, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
That's NSA.
That's the big center.
And they had.
Heard out.
Somebody had put out t-shirts that said, people think the government doesn't listen to you. We do.
Yeah, we know.
There's Utah Lake. shallow.
The Salt Lake is?
No, well, both of them, but this one is extremely shallow, maybe 15 feet.
Yes, well.
And there's houses all over, man. When I started to get up this ground, there was just nothing here. This was barren, basically. Went over the mountain until you got into the towns that were here before. But now they just thrown out house seats and they're growing like weeds. Literally.
Sorry, I was downloading some pictures.
It's all right.
So I can show you this.
And up here is a place called Thanksgiving Point. And I don't know if there's been, whether it's close enough to you guys or not, but the people who came with Word Perfect, I don't know if you remember that. Anyway, it was a couple here in Utah that came up with and started with Word Perfect. And then they sold it. And one family said they wanted to leave something for the community because they thought they had helped them so much.
Yeah.
And so they did this Thanksgiving Point. Part of it too, but all of this area here, and this is where they have the Museum of Curiosity.
Awesome. Is that going to help them?
Well, all of this, you know, the Museum of Ancient Life, and then they have Megaplex shows, they have gardens, they have, hopefully we can make it if you're interested in stained glass. Waterfalls, all that kind of stuff.
Freeze my butt off.
You can put your hand in and see it's real. Yes. And your mom was so funny. Elizabeth. I would put my foot in and my knee would hurt. It would be so cold. And she's swimming in it. Kind of like Ben when he was young.
Yes. Thanks.
And you like a replica. Yeah, I can also. What's it called?
Rushmore.
Yeah.
Not
Rushmore.
South Dakota.
South Dakota. That is the wrong state. The president's heads. I don't know if they finished the Indian or not. Like Thai food?
I've had it and I don't remember if I liked it or not, but I'm willing to try new things.
Okay, there's a nice Thai food restaurant called Spicy Thai.
Mm-hmm.
And they make wonderful coconut soup.
Depending. Okay. Depending.
Is there anything special that you remember of Thai that you like?
Pad Thai. It's very, very good.
What is it?
It's called Pad Thai. Pad Thai.
Yeah. Okay.
you can, with those kind of foods, you can spice it up as much as you need to.
Mom's turned me into those ones where it's not hot enough until right all the way up here hurts.
That's how your mom does it? That's a chain.
No, these are, we have Cafe Rio.
No, I was just seeing if it was like only in my area.
No. That's a chain.
I wonder if they have an on the border.
You where you are. Close to the border? Across the border.
I should make questions like that.
Almost there.
They have a bar and grill that's called Where Do You Wanna Go? I Don't Care. So it's like, okay, that's my restaurant. I know we're going
there. I don't care, right there. Sounds like a good idea to
me. Actually, really good food. I'm surprised.
So when you were down at the beach, what did you eat? Any restaurant beach you ever heard of?
Jellyfish.
They tried to eat you.
I had a barbecue sandwich, which was horrible because it was just, it's like gooey, like if you didn't cook it, I was just kind of like, meh.
Did you tell them? Good. Did they give you something else?
They gave me a steak for the fruit. Their steak was like $50, and I was like, I don't have to pay for it. Yeah. And I ate like at least $500 of crab legs, but it didn't cost that much because it was a buffet. My grandmother was really good.
It's nice and big.
And sweet, you know?
Yeah.
It was really good.
Quite fancy.
And my stomach is so weird that I can eat crab legs and strawberry shortcake. It doesn't mess them, right? But I eat a Pop Tart with Russell and I have stuff to
eat. What the bird?
Pop-Tart and a what?
Vinegar.
Vinegar or something like that. So you were in the water?
Somebody offered to pee on me and I was just kind of like,
no.
That's, supposedly it's your own urine.
You got, yeah, it's your own urine. And they, for whatever reason they say it's male urine is more capable of that than female urine. I have no idea why. What?
Probably drink more water. It's a little more diluted. And this beautiful, wonderful freeway was built so that they could have the, what do you call it? Olympics here.
2002.
Yeah. like your smooth ride there, man?
I do.
It's not bad in the back of this truck.
Not at all. People.
But they offered a
$1,000 It happened. No. Yes. Or I can couch it. I don't care.
So it doesn't matter.
I don't care. That's fine.
You can watch cartoons or whatever you want.
We can sleep.
You can sleep in. Yeah.
Party. Which, whichever, Grandma.
Well, since I was not sure when y'all were going to show up, I kind of have to go work at the temple.
That's fine.
And so I'm home with my dad.
That's fine. We can hang out.
We won't kill each other.
If we even see the morning.
As soon as I got up, you got up, and I was just like. So, and there's all kinds of fresh fruit out and around. How do you guys feel about picking apricots off the tree so we can make the jam?
I've never done that, so I would be glad to do some of that.
I haven't picked any, but we can always go to the markets and get some.
Okay.
Probably better than at the store. Hopefully the lady still has apricots. Yes, yes, yes. What?
Did you want to say something, Ben?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you were raising your hand.
No, no, no. No.
Now, we don't have a Kmart, but we do have a Target. I knew you'd be pleased to hear that, since you're such a shopper.
At Target, I feel like I have to put, like, on a dress or something just to go to Target, because everybody's all like, oh, it's like Walmart, but for fancy people.
Oh, yeah, right.
What?
Like, the Target at mine is right next to a Walmart. You walk into Walmart, there's people in pajamas. You walk into Target, there's people come, like, who are they coming out sweating?
Oh, what? For freaking Target?
Yeah.
That's craziness.
There's our famous Smith where I made, had Elizabeth Lockwood be in the store.
Yeah, that was
isn't
so much
that
fun.
Far?
That was so much
Grandma.
Fun.
Grandma!
Isn't that far, Grandma?
It's only a mile point three, Elizabeth. It's not that far.
It's okay. I walk 5 miles.
Yes, I can.
No.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Well, Ben, we're at 400 East and Center Street.
Awesomeness.
We're getting close.
I figured out how far you live from the airport.
Oh, I'll tell you what the round trip